We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Mike Hevel on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your football team coming off a 66-20 victory over Lebo last Friday night, but it was the second half that really kind of stands out as you were able to get the game tied right before halftime. And in the second half, I don't know if you gave a great motivational speech or said the right words at halftime, but that second half really proved to be the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, I was real impressed with Lebo the first half. I thought their kids really played well and did a nice job, played hard, and I was real impressed with them. And, the thing that kind of hurt us in the first half is we had three key turnovers that, you know, pretty good chance those might have been scoring drives on all three, and, that's a lot of points to leave out there in a half, so. But, like I said, Lebo played very well first half, I thought. And then second half, we eliminated our turnovers and we probably scored on every possession in that half. So, and our defense kind of finally stepped up and made a couple plays for us and forced a couple turnovers. And that kind of got the momentum going our way. I didn't think we necessarily played poorly in the first half. Lebo played very well, and you know, when you get three turnovers in a half, kind of has a tendency to slow you down a little bit.
We're visiting with Coach Mike Hevel of Waverly High School in the Area Coach's Corner, and halfway through the season now, the thing that has to be impressive, or is impressive to me, about your football team, early in the season you lost a couple of key players, but the way your kids have responded, the next guy up has played, that really has impressed me, and the way that this team has really rallied around each other.
Yeah, we lost our quarterback, and Roland Hively stepped in and played pretty well. And as a sophomore, he's done a nice job, we kind of knew going into the season we don't necessarily have a lot of speed, and for an eight-man team anyway, and we have a lot of our success has been on the ground. We're kind of a 3 yards in a cloud of dust type team. So, we put up a lot of points to be that kind of team. Although we have broken some runs of 30, 40 yards for touchdowns, but we're not a big play, big strike team. So I've been pretty happy with what we've done offensively. Our defense has been, I think that we still have quite a bit of room to improve in that. We'll probably find out if we've done some of that Friday night.
And Friday night you have Pleasanton, and this turns out to be what could be a very key game as far as district goes. The winner of this game most likely will be the district champion and home field advantage, and that home field advantage is huge for the first round of the playoffs. What about Pleasanton? What challenges do they offer your football team?
Well, they've got they're probably about our size. I mean, they've got a little bit of size, but the big challenge for us will kind of be their speed. They've got a couple. They probably got two or three skilled players that are probably faster than anybody we have. So, we have to not give up big plays. If we don't give up big plays if we can kind of restrict the field and keep them kind of bottled up, to where we don't let them get real wide on us and turn the corner on us, I think we'll be all right. Then they'll give us some challenge. They'll probably also be the best defensive team we played this year or possibly. So, we'll have to play well. So I'm a little more concerned about our defense and our offense, but we never know. Their defense may be really hard on our offense, so time will tell. It'll be a big game. It should be a close game, I think.
Coach Hevel, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Pleasanton, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
That's Waverly head football coach Mike Hevel on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Steward Service, and by Mitch Sharon of Central Kansas Insurance Agency on KVOE Live and Local.